5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My friends, we're all familiar with the final countdown when a rocket blasts off into space carrying an astronaut. That is a spectacular event. Did you ever stop to think how much more spectacular it will be when Jesus Christ returns in astonishing power and great glory? Right now we are counting down to the day that Jesus Christ will do just that. Come back to this earth in the clouds of heaven with enormous power and great glory. How many people realize that every single day we are one day closer to the return of Jesus Christ? How many people actually believe what Jesus proclaimed, that He is coming back to this earth? If we believe our Bible, we know it is true. Jesus Christ is coming back. Jesus said there would be a sign announcing His return. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. My friends, why do all the families of the earth mourn when Jesus comes back? Won't most professing Christians be happy to see Jesus return? The answer is, no, they won't, because this is a sinful world. Oh, they will say, I love Jesus, but Jesus says that their talk is not followed by their actions. How many have heard the true gospel which Jesus proclaimed? Jesus Christ came proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. God gives us clear and ample warning that we must do what He says. It is Satan who teaches that every man has the right to do what he wants. It is God who commands us to walk in my way. Luke records the words of Jesus in chapter 6. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? My friends, we can see clearly that Jesus Christ demands that we do the things which He says and not just call on His name. My friends, we'd better believe the Bible and not what men say. Jesus tells us not to be fooling ourselves. Just because everyone is doing it, that does not make it right in God's eyes. Jesus says in Matthew 7, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ gives us a clear indication that there are people that are going around saying they love Jesus, they call on the name of the Lord. But Jesus Christ says, only those who do the will of His Father will be in the kingdom of God. Jesus tells us that each one of us will individually answer to Him for how we live our lives. Listen to what Jesus says to people who used His name but did not live His way. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name done many wonderful works? And then Jesus says, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes, my friends, Jesus Christ is the last one most people will want to see because most people are not Christians. Oh, they say they are Christians. They use the name of Jesus Christ, but they are not Christians. Even most professing Christians do not follow what Jesus taught. They will certainly mourn at His return when they see the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, as we just read. Even in the day that Jesus walked the earth, His disciples were anxious to know when He would return. They asked Jesus, what shall be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the world? My friends, the disciples wanted a heads up on when Jesus would arrive. They wanted a sign that would be an indication of His imminent return. For you and I, there is one question that is even more important than the sign announcing when Jesus will establish His Father's kingdom over all the earth. And that question is, will we be ready when the countdown hits zero? My friends, we are told in the Holy Scriptures that great destruction is coming upon this evil world because of mankind's rejection of God. Indeed, all the families of the earth shall mourn. We are very near the end of this age and the end of all civilization as we know it. History has shown that all great nations without God eventually fall. America is no different from the rest. What can we do to survive the coming catastrophe caused by sin? Who will be counted worthy to escape the terrible tribulation? Jesus Himself gives us the answer. Watch you therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Believe it or not, my friends, most of mankind only pays lip service to God, choosing to live their lives as they see fit. Jesus taught a way of life that requires service to our fellow man and obedience to God. Who will be spared the tribulation that is coming on all the earth? God has a term for the few real Christians who will be living lives of self-sacrifice, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God calls true Christians the elect. My friends, it will be those elect Christians who will survive the last days. The scripture reads, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Did you see that, my friends, in your own Bible? Please read along in the Word of God. "For the elect's sake, those true Christians, those days will be shortened. What must we do to be prepared for Christ's magnificent and glorious return? The answer lies in knowing and understanding the good news that Jesus proclaimed when He said, 'The good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness and to all nations, and then shall the end come.'" Who is looking for, and more importantly, preparing for the kingdom of God? Remember, Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come." We should not be surprised at how important Jesus personally considers this news of the kingdom to be. After all, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will soon replace all the nations on earth because none know how to obey and properly worship God. Quite the contrary. Mankind has rejected the true Jesus. The instruction that Jesus gave us is to turn our lives around and believe the good news that He brought. We are supposed to be like Christ. Everyone knows what Jesus looks like, right? Wrong. It is a common misconception that Jesus is easily recognizable. Most professing Christians do not realize that all the populations of this world will not recognize Jesus, the Lamb of God, and will even fight to the death to prevent His return. John records it this way, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings." My friends, we might say, "Oh, I would never fight against Jesus." Yes, we will if we don't know Him, if we don't know what He taught, if we do not know what He stands for. We'll make war with the Lamb, just like the rest of this evil world. But Jesus shall overcome them, because He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus says of those who believe and do what He says, "And they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." My friends, Jesus Christ will have the victory. The good news is that God's kingdom will then be established on the earth and ruled by Jesus Christ as King of kings and Lord of lords. And it is our incredible potential to be spirit children of God and to rule as kings and priests with Jesus Christ, beginning with 1,000 years in the millennium. There's big trouble for America. It's just ahead of us. My friends, the America of our youth is gone. The citizens of this once moral land must come to understand what happens when God is rejected and abandoned by a people. Character, ethics, and truth are no longer held in high esteem by many in this great nation. Our people are about to learn what happens when God's spiritual rules, which are for our good, are not followed. Unless this country returns to God in business, returns to God in education, returns to God in government, our social order will deteriorate to the point of total collapse and breakdown. Our national defense will become insignificant, leading to final defeat. Our enemies will walk in and pluck up our land like a ripe peach. Jesus Christ speaks of an earth in turmoil just before His glorious return. He told the disciples, "There will be religious deceit. There will be wars, famines, drought, uncontainable pest infestations, and uncontrollable disasters, and incurable diseases like AIDS." My friends, remember when the disciples came unto Jesus privately saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man shall deceive you. For many shall come in My name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." My friends, there are plenty of people. There are many, many people who say that Jesus is the Christ, but they do not the things that Jesus Christ says. They just use His name for advantage. Continuing, Jesus tells the disciples, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." My friends, we are indeed living in the last days. Make no mistake about that. Time is short. We must be prepared to meet our Maker. It is not too late to put God's way first in our lives. If we seek God's way, Jesus is faithful not to allow our destruction. Jesus is faithful to protect and save us. How many days do we have left in the countdown to the return of Jesus Christ? America, wake up! Unless we return, and soon, to the God of our youth, He will remove the protection of these United States. Our enemy will rise up against us, destroy us, and carry us away into slavery. That's right. The citizens of America will be carried away into slavery. Read it in your own Bible. Don't take my word for it. Our land is full of sin. This nation and its leaders must turn back to the God of our forefathers. If we do not willingly repent of our national sins, our great nation will fall, as so many godless nations before have fallen. I have good news, my friends. When Jesus arrives, the perfect kingdom of God will be established over all of this earth. Our land will become a happy and peaceful land for all of its peoples. We are the people of God. And what follows is great news. Jesus is coming back. Jesus Christ told exactly how He would replace all the evil rulers when He sets up the kingdom of God on this earth. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It is not too late, my friends. Jesus said, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."